Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Catherine Fahey of Glenmire, third overall. Well done, you.
Thank you. Thanks a million.
How long are you doing Ironman events and how did you start?
That was actually my first one. That was my first 70.3 Ironman, so it was probably one of the most amazing experiences I think I've ever had in any sport. I only took it up when I retired from basketball,
right,
kind of around 2015-16, but I was just doing sprints, so kind of around the country.
Right.
Just time-wise and stuff, it was a bit easier. But 2 years ago, during lockdown, I took the challenge to take on the Ironman event in Yale, and obviously it was cancelled last year, so it's been a long time coming around, but it was unbelievable.
So the 70, that's the half Ironman, isn't it? Tell me what that entailed.
Yeah, the half Ironman.
What does that entail?
So we had a 1.9 kilometer swim past the Yale Lighthouse at sunrise.
Wow.
I'm going to try and make it appealing. we had a 90k bike out along the coast and climbed up through Middleton. And then we had a 21.5 marathon through the streets of Yale. Now, Windmill Hill is probably the one word I think is trending.
Yeah.
It was like a scene out of Tour de France. The people of Yale pushed us up that hill.
Yeah, because I thought they'd at least had the decency to bring people down it. They didn't. I mean, that hill might as well be vertical. It's brutal.
I walked it yesterday, and honestly, I stopped and I actually just wondered how I got up it. But it was like a vacuum. The people, the cheering, it was like something out of the Tour de France.
I was watching some of the videos coming up over the weekend, and there was a few people down there who might have, you know, mobile homes and stuff, and down in Yale for most of the summer, and they were taking fabulous pictures. Like, it was an idyllic weekend weather-wise. Was the cycle the hardest part, Catherine?
No, to be honest, the run probably was. The cycle, I was lucky enough, I had been at home there kind of 2 or 3 weeks ago, so I cycled the route, so I kind of knew kind of where to go hard, where to go easy. Like, there's a couple of pokey hills there that you just definitely needed to be, but the scenery, like going out around East Ferry there, oh my God, it's just stunning. Yeah. The run was probably the toughest, even though it was flat, and I think it was probably the heat, to be honest, but I swear, I'm so glad there's no water charges, because if there was, I think every athlete would be donating to the people of Yale. There was garden hoses, there was water guns, there
really?
Was buckets of water. It was, and it was like they'd ask you before they'd spray you just in case. But
right, because I heard that. I didn't see any video of it, but I did hear there was people literally coming out with their sprinklers and sprinkling people as they passed it. Ah, that was brilliant. Of course, there'll be people saying,
The housing estate that we went through, a lady had built an archway.
Right.
And it was an Ironman archway, and she had the sprinklers built into the archway, and you ran through.
Get out of here.
That's Cork. That is the people of Cork. And just the generosity was, international athlete I spoke to, that's the one thing they mentioned every single time, was the welcome they felt from the people of Yale.
It's fantastic. And tell me, not only were you third female, but you were first in your age group. You qualified for the next World Championships?
Yeah, so slots are allocated to each race. So for our race, there was the first person in each age group got an allocation slot to the World Championships in Finland next year. So for my first Ironman, it's pretty awesome, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a one way of looking at it. It's a tough event, like that. I mean, I don't know how you do it. I mean, I love a swim, but 1.9 kilometres in the sea at 6 o'clock in the morning, no thanks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and like I went out yesterday and spent the day on the streets yesterday, and whatever about our event, I think you can, you know, be competitive. Now, Chris Mintron, who won the men's yesterday, yeah, full Ironman, I'm sure he's quite competitive as a pro athlete. But I actually don't know how they do it, to be honest with you. You know, double the distance that we did on Saturday. If somebody told me I had to go out and do another loop on the bike, I think I probably would have just hopped off. But amazing, just like amazing achievement with those Ironman athletes yesterday, yeah, as well. And, yeah, and again,
congratulations to you and to everyone who took part. Is it coming back next year, or what's the story? I know there was a plan that had been there for, yeah.
I think so. Like, I think the worry was if the swim had been cancelled again, they probably would have pulled. But I think after the weekend, it was such a success from start to finish. Organisation from Ironman themselves, Triathlon Ireland, all the associated, the Cork County Council. I think everybody was asking when it's on next year rather than if it's on.
Yeah. Kate was saying she was down in Yarlow for the weekend. Everything was perfect, really well run. The town, the businesses, well behind it. Couldn't be more helpful, except the roads are in an awful state. I don't know how the competitors endured the condition of the roads. Were they in bad nick?
The number one topic of conversation on our Ironman group was, will we use a TT bike or a road bike? So for those that wouldn't understand, a TT bike is for the flat road surface and the nice tarmac, and a road bike is for kind of the Irish typical roads. Yeah, like there was definitely parts where the vibrations were going up through your arms and you could certainly feel it. But like all in all, it's reflective of our, you know, the country roads. It adds to it. If you want a flat, fast Ironman bike, head to Spain or, you know, somewhere else. So
that as well,
I think it adds to it a little bit. It wasn't dangerous, which is the most important thing.
Great. Listen, Catherine, congratulations again. And thanks for describing it brilliantly, the atmosphere at the Ironman in Yall over the weekend.
Cork's 96 FM.